When you think back over some of the recent stories, which ones do you most remember? One that might have made an impression is the story of the toddler assault and the mismanagement of the HPD investigation. It was a story that became an editorial last Friday from Civil Beat. Editor Patty Epler joins us now with an update to that reality check. Good morning.
Good morning, Beth Ann. How are you?
Well, doing okay. But you know, the story of Peyton Valiente just seemed to just cut parents to ribbons to know about this little child who was beaten and the way in which the investigation certainly didn't represent any form of best practices, far from it. And you were able to move the needle on that story. What's happened since?
So the story also moved acting Honolulu Police Chief Kerry Okamoto, and he announced at the Honolulu Police Commission meeting on Wednesday, earlier this week, that he was going to really look into this case and really try and find out what happened with the investigation into Peyton's assault, which appears to have come while he was being, you know, taken care of at a daycare that was run by the wife of a Honolulu police officer. But I think one of the more important things that Okamoto said is that he's also going to review other sex abuse cases to make sure that his officers have followed the standards and protocol on all of those. So it's kind of rippled beyond just Peyton Valiente now, which is really great.
Many of those cases Civil Beat has reported on, we've used those as reality checks, and it seems to be also dovetailing with the fact that now the police commission is looking for a new police chief.
Yes, and so you know, who knows what the politics behind all of that is, but certainly Acting Chief Okamoto has stepped up and is doing the right thing in this instance, and we'll be looking more closely at the police commission and its search for a new police chief next week.
So I would imagine that we will be having at least a reality check about some of what you found.
Yes, hopefully that's true.
Well, thanks very much for the update on this one. This was a story that really rippled through the community in huge ways.
Well, and it was great because the community really stepped up, too, and really had a lot to say about it. And I'm sure that was in Chief Okamoto's mind as well, that he heard from the public so much on it.
That's what they call impact. Thanks very much. Talk to you next Friday.
All right. Thanks, Beth Ann.
Patty Epler is the editor of Civil Beat.